setting up well for the Trojans here at the end of the season. This is, you know, where they wanted to be here at this point in the year, and now you just got to finish the season strong.
Yeah, folks might be wondering that, you know, well, gee whiz, Atlantic beat Creston already. Well, that's a wacky schedule that the Hawkeye 10 Conference uses. Creston's in the South Division, and Atlantic's in the North Division. All the games you play against teams in your division count as conference games, but only one of the two games you play against the opposite division teams count. The game that Atlantic won at Creston was a great win, but it didn't do anything for them in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. The Friday night game at home, this Friday night's game, which we'll have for you, by the way, here on the radio, is the conference game, so extremely important. But, you know, this is the classic trap game. And, you know, you start to worry about things like that if you're involved in the Atlantic program, because it would be real easy to take a look past this game. Denison is a team that they beat earlier this year, 72-56, if memory serves, was the final score of that basketball game in Atlantic. But Denison gave Atlantic a pretty good fight in that contest. They have the kind of size that can always make you a little nervous.
Yeah, you know, they're a team that's coming in here on a six-game losing streak, but they still have played some pretty tight games against some tougher competition. Their last time out, they lost to Kemper Catholic by a score of 51-39. And there's been some other games, you know, that they've been competitive in here throughout the season that just kind of come up on the short side most of the time for them, unfortunately, here this season. But, yeah, they're a team that, you know, if you look past them, they can definitely put a scare into you. And that's, you know, the beauty of the game of basketball, too. Any time out, a team can get hot on any night and play much better than you might expect, and you got to be ready to play everybody as hard as you can every evening.
Well, Atlantic gets everybody's best effort at this point in the season. We've seen that over and over again. Sometimes the games get a little more physical than maybe they would like, but as referenced by the Lewis Central game last Friday night. But, you know, the Trojans have to just expect that every night. You don't play any weak teams. When you're the number one team in the conference, everybody takes a look at you real hard and over-prepares. They want to really be ready for a game like that because they feel like that's their chance to go out, shock the world, make everybody notice.
Well, yeah, it's a chance to make a statement and, you know, a chance for a team, you know, maybe if the team is struggling and they're a young squad, you know, it's kind of one of those building block type of things where a coach, you know, will get a win like this and it's something you can really point at and build on for the future. So, yeah, they're going to get definitely the best effort out of the Monarchs here tonight.
You bet. Two teams getting ready for the ball game tonight. The Atlantic freshman won earlier tonight, won by about 20 points in the earlier contest this evening. The freshman game and the game that just got done a little bit ago, the Denison junior varsity team defeated Atlantic 62-40 here at the Denison High School gymnasium this evening. So about 7 minutes away from tip-off here tonight. We'll take a timeout and we'll tell you more when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rusty's Shoe Repair. For over 60 years, the Russ family has been fixing shoes for the people of Western Iowa in downtown Harlan. Rusty himself, for over 37 years, fixing and selling boots, he's the only one you need to know. Rusty's Shoe Repair in downtown Harlan. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Wyman's Car Quest in Griswold is your full auto parts store. They cover all your farm and automotive needs with a full line of hydraulic hose selections. Wyman's Car Quest at 405 Main Street in Griswold. Call 712-778-2224.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Denison tonight as we get ready for the start of tonight's Hawkeye 10 Conference basketball matchup between Atlantic and Denison. And in case you're wondering, yes, this is a conference game tonight. Both these teams are in the North Division, so both games count toward the conference standings. Atlantic coming in 17-1 overall in the season. Moved up to number 2 in the rankings this week, which makes them an even bigger target now as the Trojans trail only Benton Shelsburg in the Class 3A Associated Press ratings. Benton Shelsburg has been number 1 for much of the season. They're undefeated. Atlantic actually was in the rankings earlier in the season, fell out after that early loss to Kemper Catholic, but since that early loss, they've won 14 straight games, so they've had a good run going here, and they've steadily moved back in and then consistently up the standings up to the number 2 position, and they got to feel pretty good about where they are right now. But again, some important games coming up here down the stretch, and once they get into the postseason, it won't be any easy cakewalk to a state tournament berth either. They're going to play a lot of the tough teams from their conference, more than likely, on a way to what they hope will be a state tournament bid. So there's no time to relax for the Trojans.
Well, yeah, and that's what's even more difficult is, I guess if you do get to the state tournament, you're going to feel pretty good about getting there because you have some teams that have been in the top 10 of the rankings here throughout the season that you're going to face along the way, including Creston, who's there right now in a top 10 ranking. So you'll play them Friday night and then likely have a chance to play them again in the postseason if you take care of business. So, and then Harlan's a team that's been up there all season long, too, that they know that will be a tough out. They've had very tough games against them both times during the season, and no stroll into the postseason here for Atlantic. They're going to really have to buckle down here and play their best basketball at the end of the season to get to the state tournament.
And that would make you a little bit nervous if you were the coach of a team like that, knowing that everybody's got their best game face on come to face you each night. But that's tempered a little bit by the fact that Atlantic's they run basically a seven-man rotation. And all seven of them are seniors. I mean, you got a whole bunch of guys out there that have seen a whole lot of playing time together in the starting five, and then Ben Nelson and Jared Folk off the bench. I mean, primarily all you're seeing are guys who have been a long time in the program.
Yeah, and it shows in the way they play, too, because they really do play a team game. There's not a lot of guys out there. They have individuals that could be stars and step up and be the guy that leads the team every night, but it just doesn't work out that way. They're used to playing with each other. They know how to share the ball well. And I think that's going to serve them well as they head here towards the postseason. If they can play that a good all-around team basketball with a lot of different guys contributing, that's what makes a tough team to beat. And they're going to need to continue to see that progression here as the season ends.
Well, and guys who know how to compete at a pretty high level, too. Dalton Franken signed a national letter of intent on Saturday to play college basketball. He accepted a scholarship to Dort College up in Sioux Center. And Chad Christensen just this last week signed a national letter of intent to play baseball at the North Iowa Area Community College. And if not tomorrow on signing day for football, sometime not too far after that, Sam Markham will more than likely sign a letter of intent to play college football at the school of his choice. I know he's still thinking about that decision, but these are kids who not only have excelled here on the basketball floor in high school, but these are kids that are multi-sport stars and will have an opportunity to advance their talents at the college level.
And that's what makes them, well-seasoned, too, is the fact that they are so well-rounded and they have those leadership opportunities throughout the year. They play different sports that, force them to be a person that's out there on the field, leading, if not by vocalness, by example. So, they know how to compete, and it's going to serve them well here as they try to, end what they've been looking forward to. I mean, this is a group that really has had a lot of high expectations for Atlantic for a long time. Been talked about that this is a class that had a chance to do a lot of things, and now here's your chance. You got to go out there and do it.
You bet. Well, these two teams continue their shoot-arounds here. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get to the starting lineup, some numbers, and we'll get ready for basketball here tonight. It's Atlantic at Denison. Boys, Hawkeye 10 Conference Basketball coming up in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAS.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Give Daryl Kirkhoff of Kirkhoff Land Improvement a call for all of your tree removal, demolition, and dirt work. No project is too big or too small. Contact Daryl at Kirkhoff Land Improvement today, 243-3330. Bridges Hybrid House, your local Asgrow DeKalb dealer, is Tad Bridges. Please contact your local Asgrow salesman, Tad Bridges, with Bridges Hybrid House in Elliott to order your Asgrow today. 712-767-2680. Individual results may vary. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Denison tonight. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for these two basketball teams as we get ready for our hoop action here this evening. First, the visiting Atlantic Trojans wearing their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. Trojans coached by Steve Blazek. They're 17-1 overall, 10-1 in the Hawkeye 10 Conference. The top standings, here's how they'll go tonight. It'll be the usual starting five with Sam Markham at 6'2 and a senior, Chad Christensen, a 6'2 senior, and Stuart Hoig at 6'2 and a senior out front. Dalton Franken, a 6'6 senior, will play at a forward spot, and Harrison Hoig will play the post tonight. He's a 6'2" senior. Trojans very balanced, and they get a pretty good effort every night from everybody out there, and they all play their role.
Yeah, all five guys could step up on any night and be the leading scorer on the team. Averaging out through the season, Dalton Franken averaging 16 points per game. Sam Markham at 12 and Chad Christensen at 11. Franken also shooting a 50% from the field, and as a team they're shooting 44%, so pretty good percentage. They shoot 32% from the three-point arc. They have their kind of hot and cold streaks there from the arc, but when they get going, that's when they become a really dangerous team on the outside. And of course, defensively, they're terrific as well. 201 steals on the season, which is 100 more than Denison has on the stat sheet, and their assist to turnover ratio is very good, 255 to 157, so a team that really can pressure you and force you to turn the ball over, and then they do a good job of taking care of it and getting good assists when they get the opportunity.
On the other side, your lineup tonight for Coach Don Lyons, Denison Monarchs, are 6 of the 11 overall in the season, 5-6 in Hawkeye 10 conference play, and they'll go like this tonight. It'll be Parker Eller, a 6-foot sophomore out front, T.J. Pauley, a 6'5 and a senior, Zach Johnson, a 6'3 senior, Derek Hall is a 6'3 senior, and Robert Lyons, a 6'1 senior, will be their starting lineup tonight.
And Hall, the guy that leads the way scoring-wise, he averages 17 points per contest, Zach Johnson averaging 10, Parker Eller at 8. And so we got three guys there that can score the basketball a little bit. They shoot 40% from the field, 29% from three-point range. So they've made about the same amount of three-pointers as Atlantic has here on the season. And they've taken just about as many as well. So pretty similar in that category. And then also on the defensive side, Zach Johnson leads the way rebounding with 149 on the season, including 52 on the offensive end. And the assist department is led by Parker Eller. He has 67 here on the year. Also has 27 steals to lead the way for the Monarchs.
So pretty good matchup here tonight. And as we said, as evidenced the first time around, they put up some decent points in that ballgame, a 72-56 win by the Atlantic Trojans. And, you know, a couple of players out there with really the ability to tee it off as far as the offense goes in Dalton Franken on the Atlantic side and T.J. Pauley on the Denison side. And that may very well be the defensive matchup tonight here, too. Let's get ready for the start of our ball game here tonight. As we get going here this evening, we'll start with our national anthem here this evening here in Denison. Let's go ahead and listen in. Behind us, that can only mean that we're about ready to play basketball here this evening. Again, Denison and Atlantic and boys Hawkeye 10 conference play this evening here on the Monarchs' home floor. Markham, Christensen, Hoig, Franken, and Hoig. The starting lineup for Atlantic, Eller, Pauley, Johnson, Hall, and Lyons are your starting five this evening for the Monarchs, who are in their home white uniforms with the purple and gold lettering and trim. Trojans will shoot to the basket to our left as we watch it from way up high in the nosebleed section here tonight in the Crow's Nest. Denison to our right. It'll be Pauley jumping center for the Monarchs. Dalton Franken will jump it up for the Trojans. We are ready to go as the official has the ball in the center circle. And the ball's in the air. Tap controlled by the Trojans as Chad Christensen takes it and brings it up the floor to start the ball game tonight. Christensen left side. It's Markham well off the arc now. Picked up outside quickly. Get it back to Markham. Opens for a second, but they'll bring it back down. 2-3 zone employed by the Monarchs to start the ball game as the pass by Stuart Hoig tapped to the backcourt. Christensen chases that down. Christensen stops up top, leaves it for Hoig right side. Hoig back to Christensen. Now left side into the corner. Markham open. Three ball, no good. Rebound down low. It's taken away by Pauley. Dennison comes out with a basketball to the front court. It's Derek Hall. Hall leaves it out top now for Eller. Eller, the odd man out there here to start the ball game. He's the only guy not a senior on the floor. Just a sophomore amongst nine seniors out there for the two teams. As Hall drives baseline and kicks it across to Pauly on the bounce. Now they dump it inside and a bad pass. It's tipped and stolen away from Zach Johnson as Markham comes up with it for the Trojans. Off right side, three ball coming and buried by Dalton Franken. A long three from a couple of feet outside the three-point line. Franken knocks down the triple and the Trojans on the board first at 3-0. A minute plus gone in the game as Pauly, oh, he got away with a walk as he came off the dribble left side. His awkward shot is no good. Franken the rebound, long bounce pass up into the front court to Markham is tipped and stolen away. Parker Eller was there to come away with a basketball. 3-0 Trojans, 6.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Eller out top with it for Dennison, leaves it left side. They dump it off to Pauly. They're trying to post low with Johnson, the lob underneath to him. He's quickly caught on the backside, and now he throws the ball away all the way to the backcourt. It'll roll out of bounds, and the Trojans will get the basketball. Nice job on the backside there. Chad Christensen came in to help out on the defense, and I don't think he realized that he was there until he turned around and found nowhere to go to the basket. Christensen will inbound now quickly at Stuart Hoig, charging down the lane, gets the inbounds pass, misses the duck under shot, though, got his own rebound as it's tapped around, puts it back up and in, and a foul. Foul on Derek Hall will be his first, gives Stuart Hoig the basket, 5-0 Trojans, and a free throw coming for Stuart Hoig.
Good strong move there by Stuart to in traffic, you know, a little awkward on the first attempt, but he's right there to clean up his own board and go up strong and get the foul call.
And the free throw good as well by Stewart. He has three. Franken has three. Trojans have six. 6-0. Atlantic inbounds pass almost knocked away there by Stewart Hoig, but Eller comes away with it. Eller in the backcourt facing pressure. Stewart Hoig and Sam Markham try to double team him. Now he'll dump it off left side. Hall with it out on the arc. He dribbles through traffic into the lane. Step across. Ducks under. Floats one up underhand. No good. Rebound tapped out. Picked up off the floor by Lyons. He'll put, or not Lyons, rather, Eller, and he puts it back up and in. Parker Eller had the ball tipped right to him, got the little roll around to fall through. It's 6-2 now, favor the Trojans, and a turnover by Atlantic. Quick pass by Christensen, not sure if it was tipped or not, but Stewart Hoig tried to save it here on the base on the sideline and stepped out of bounds.
I think he thought Stewart was a little bit further down the court and just threw it too far out in front of him.
6-2, Atlantic on top, 5:45 to go first quarter. Dennison inbounds and brings it forward with Eller. Here to the near side, it's Hall. He gets a screen from Johnson. The screen and roll is not a good one. It's knocked out of bounds by Christensen. It'll stay with Dennison. Atlantic, one thing they do very well defensively. They're good athletes. They're very quick. But they also anticipate very well. They're smart basketball players. They understand where the ball's probably going. Now off the inbound, Pauly tries to drive. He's cut off by Frank, and the awkward turnaround shot is well off the mark. Rebounded off the glass hard there by the Trojans. Frank into the front court. So it gets ahead to Markham, to Christensen, and back now to Franken. Franken hauled down that rebound on the backside. Hoig now left side corner, cut off, and flips it back out from the free throw line. Quick jump shot off the feed there by Christensen is good. Chad Christensen's first basket of the night, 8-2 Trojans. Atlantic trying to spread the floor offensively, 5 minutes to go in this first quarter.
That's a good job just filling in the gap there that time. You got to find the seams there in that pressure.
Dennison trying to fight through this man-to-man defense by the Trojans. Eller here right side. Off the dribble, fires it across to Pauly. Now left side it goes to Hall. Hall off the dribble, hesitates, tries to drive. He's cut off. Back into the corner it goes to Johnson. I checked that, not Johnson. That's Robert Lyons with it. And now back up top it goes to Eller. There are three guys out there, the body types all look about the same. Lyons and Johnson along with Hall. Now here to the right side, it's going to be a drive to the baseline and a traveling violation underneath call on Zach Johnson as he tried to go to the basket. That's caught underneath, though, in nowhere land. Pauly will check out now for the Monarchs as Nate Pardon checks in. He's a 6'4 junior. 8-2, Atlantic leading, 4:25 left to go in this first quarter. Christensen front court for the Trojans. And the Monarchs settle into that 2-3 zone, into the lane now. Markham, he kicks it back out to Christensen. His long three is good. Chad Christensen. Somebody had to be open when you drop down three on the guy in the lane, and Chad Christensen standing there wide open for that triple. That's 11-2 Atlantic. 4 minutes left in this first quarter as Eller dribbles slowly up the floor, fires up a three from the top side, and that's good. Parker Eller with all 5 points here for the Monarchs. It's 11-5. Markham front court now, dumps it left side, Stewart Hoig. well off the arc. Back out top, pass is tipped. Knocked away, stolen for a moment, and knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to whom?
That's a tough call.
Nobody's making a call. Now, finally, we get a call from the officials. The ball out of bounds as Markham was trying to chase it down, and Eller as well, and they call it Denison basketball. I'm not sure if they flipped a coin on that or not. Inbounds pass here, near side, it's Johnson. Try to screen for him. That's a pretty healthy screen there as they work the ball off the other side. Long three coming from Eller, no good. It was well off the arc that time. Rebound taken underneath by the Monarchs. Back to Eller, left side. He'll turn and dump it out. Now it's Pard going to pull up for a three. That's way off and out of bounds. We get a foul underneath. Going to be whistled against the Monarchs. That's going to be against Zach Johnson. Mentioned Johnson, Hall, and Lyons. All with pretty good bodies out there. They like to use them, too. Not afraid to get physical.
Yeah, they're big body types, guys. They've got the broad shoulders. They're not afraid to move the body around and bump into some guys.
Christensen out top for Markham. Markham head fakes. Pulls up inside the arc. Jumps one up, no good. Rebound goes long to the corner. Christensen tries to save, but can't get a good handle. Oh, they're going to give it back to Atlantic. Christensen looked like he tried to save it. Looked like it came awkward off his hands, but they're going to say last touch by the Monarchs. Somebody must have gotten a hand on it.
Yeah, Chad got the big eyes there. He was surprised he was getting that back.
Well, the Trojans will keep. They'll inbound out top now to Markham. Markham with it. Looks over the right side. Stuart Hoig off the circle. Dribble into the lane. Pulls up. Hesitates. Hangs in the air. Missed the shot. And Dalton Franken over the back will pick up a foul. Franken tried to go up over the top of a couple of Monarchs that time. Try to get that rebound. 2:58 left to go here in this first quarter. Substitution now for the Monarchs as Spencer Pauley, a 6'6 sophomore, checks in. Monarchs inbound backcourt. Eller will bring it across the timeline now for Denison. They're to the right side. They dump. Oh, bad pass. They try to dump it down low quickly, and Pardon's pass to Pauley is stolen off the floor. Christensen on the drive. Kicks it across right side. Open Franken, the three-point jumper, no good. Rebound inside. Fought for and tied up. Nice effort there by Stewart, or by Harrison Hoy. He's 6'2". I think we've chronicled that plenty of times. He's fighting against a 6'6 sophomore. Sophomore got to the ball first, but Hoy never gave up and tied it up. The ball does belong to the Monarchs, though. Off the inbound, they're going to try a long Hail Mary. And Pardon catches up with it, now off to the left side. Derek Hall working against Dalton Franken. And he'll leave it up top now for Eller. The 11-5, Trojans lead it. 2:25 left to go first quarter. Quickly down low. Hall, left side, in the corner. Tries to get around to the baseline. The wraparound layup is good. Quick first step. He got himself a little separation there from Franken and able to dump that one in off the window. The 11-7 Trojans. Christensen, left side, open. Three ball, no good. Rebound down low is tapped to the baseline and picked up by the Monarchs. I think they caught a break, too. Robert Lyons got the rebound and put his foot down on the baseline, but the official didn't see it. Back the other way come the Monarchs. Left side now. It's Nate Pardon with it out top. He'll leave it in the corner now for Eller. Eller curls, tries to drive baseline, floats one up, too strong, rebound Markham. Markham has it, fires it ahead quickly to Franken. Franken right side, the pull-up, the jumper is good. Dalton Franken hits the 12-footer from the right side. He's got 5 points, hits the 13-7 Trojan lead. Minute 30 left to go in this first quarter. Out top now, Lyons with it for the Monarchs. Stops, top of the circle, nowhere to go, dumps it here right side. Eller will set back up top and run the offense. Christensen picks him up defensively. Eller now right side. Bad pass stolen by Markham. Two-on-one break for the Trojans. Markham down the lane. Wiggles through and lays it up with the left hand. Markham had Christensen as a running mate but didn't really need him and got the bucket himself at 15-7 Atlantic. 1:05 to go in the quarter. Eller to the front court now for Denison. They'll stop at the center circle. They're under a minute to go here in this first quarter now. Out top it goes to Spencer Pauley. Pauley comes right with it off the dribble. Looks for some help. Gives it to Eller. Eller back out top. Quick pass far side. Fingertip grab there by Parton. Otherwise, that's gone. And now it's steal. Hoyt comes up with that. Stewart on the run. He'll try to lay it up, and he's fouled. Nate Parton followed him up the floor. Picks up the foul. Stewart was going to get some help, but decided to just go right at him, and either way, it was going to pay off. Pardon was in no position to really make the defensive play backpedaling.
Yeah, it was a good quick play by Stewart. He saw that Pardon kind of put his head up to look down low and wasn't paying attention much to the basketball, and he just stuck right in there and stole it away from him.
Blake makes the first free throw. 4 points now for Stewart. Jared Polk in now for the Trojans. Also, Ben Nelson checks in for Atlantic. For the Monarchs, P.J. Pauly has checked back in. Second free throw try is good as well. Zach Johnson's also checked back in for Denison. 35 seconds left to go in the quarter. 17-7 now, Trojans with their biggest lead of the ball game. Up the floor now, top of the circle, it's Hall. He'll dump it off here near side. They get it to Eller. Down to 22 seconds left in the quarter. Eller right side of the circle. The bounce pass down low. Spencer Pauly with it underneath. Puts up a shot. Blocked away. Stuart Hoyt got up and blocked it. Tapped out, and the Monarchs up with it. 10 seconds left. Derek Hall running the offense out top. Crossover, left side of the lane. Dumps into the corner. T.J. Pauly open. Fires. No good. Rebound Falk underneath for Atlantic. And time will run out here in the first quarter. Nice start for the Trojans as they have a 10-point lead after one. 17-7, Atlantic on top. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For computer upgrades, stop into McDonald Electronics at 11 West 4th Street in Atlantic. They can take your old system and give it a technological makeover to increase speed and performance with room for future growth. They also sell refurbished computers and can resolve your virus issues. That's McDonald Electronics in Atlantic. Present company in Audubon for all your unique home decorations and more. They have jewelry, fragrances, body lotions, candles, handbags, and an assortment of wines. Stop into the Present Company located at 317 Broadway Street in Audubon. For the best lawn on the block, give Luxury Lawn in Atlantic a call. They do leaf pickup, edge trimming, gutter cleaning, spring cleaning, and even snow removal. Give Luxury Lawn a call for an estimate, 254-0889.
Welcome back here to Denison High School as we get set for the second quarter of action here for you tonight as Atlantic leads 17-7 here after the first quarter of play over Denison, and the Trojans will start with the basketball here as we begin the second quarter. They inbound, they find Stuart Hoig wide open for a three ball on the right side, and he puts it home. Stuart Hoig here with an early 8 points in the contest, and the Trojans lead it 20-7. Monarchs will bring it up the floor now here. Parker Eller out front with it. He'll cross over. Dump it over now here to Pauly. T.J. Pauly out top. Over now to Spencer Pauly. Spencer will dump it off now into the hands of Johnson. Back to Spencer Pauly, who drives to the block. Kick it back outside. Derek Hall for three. That's off the mark. Rebound tapped around, and the Trojans knock it out of bounds. They were touched there by Harrison Hoig, and he couldn't track it down and save it before it went out. Monarchs will inbound here underneath as Parker Eller will key it in. Having a tough time finding anybody. Now just lobs it in here for Spencer Pauly, and then he'll get it right back. He'll bring it back up to the top here. Eller out front. Dumps it off to T.J. Pauly. T.J., a dribble, a spin. Up with the shot. No good off the back iron. Rebound fought for. Jared Polk went up high. Swatted it to the ground and then went up and picked it up off the ground. Now the Trojans have it back the other way. They'll kick it over right side. Ben Nelson steps just inside the three-point arc and knocks down the jumper. He was wide open. Nobody found him in transition. And we have a timeout here on the floor taken by Denison. It's going to be a full timeout. 6:53 left to go in the second quarter. 22-7 Trojans lead. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Peck Trucking and Excavation. They have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner David Peck a call at 712-789-0707 or 712-767-2617. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please call them at 641-322-3146. That's Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. Petals and Pages in Griswold is a full-service floral shop. They also carry scrapbooking materials, tux rentals, baker's candies, jewelry purses, Iowa wines, and more. Stop into Petals and Pages in Griswold at 517 Main Street or call 778-2300.
Just back after the timeout, the Monarchs struggle getting the ball inbounds, but now do, and Atlantic backs off with some pressure they had there on the inbound try. And Derek Hall now, a nice move to get around Nelson, and he goes right side all the way to the rack here for a layup. And Hall gets his fourth points of the contest, and it's now 22-9. 6:29 left to go here in this opening half. Markham will kick it across to Stuart Hoig. He'll stop and fire up a three, hand in his face, and he knocks it down. Stuart Hoig, big start to the contest here tonight. That's two threes for him here in this second quarter. It's now a 25-9 lead.
Well, the Monarchs sat in a 2-3 zone for much of the first quarter, and they came out in a 1-3-1 after that timeout, but Atlantic just shot right over the top of it.
Down low, they dump it down to Johnson. He backed his way up against Folk to the basket and put one off the glass and in. Back Johnson with the bucket, and it's now 25-11. Up the floor, Markham kicks it left side here to Franken. Now back up top, they go to Stuart Hoig. Hoig will dribble in, stop and dump it off now to Franken. Franken, he'll drive right side, shovel it down low to Folk, back up top to Hoig. Stuart Hoig, he'll try another three at the top of the key. That one, he was fading away, missed off the front. Rebound by Franken, got it down low to Folk. Nice move to let the defender go by. Couldn't get the shot to go, though. And now a foul on the rebound attempt as Ben Nelson tried to go over the top to get back to basketball. That'll be the first on Nelson. Folk's going to check out now. Also, Nelson's going to check out as Harrison Hoig and Chad Christensen come back into the game. Full court pressure once again here on the inbound for the Monarchs. As Robert Lyons looking to lob it in, he lobs it into Hall. It's out in front of him. He's able to track it down before it's stolen. Now he'll run all the way the other direction and get the layup off the glass and in. He had to run hard to track it down, and he just kept going. 25-13. Kicking the corner now. Markham thought about the shot. Kicks it back up top here to Frank, and he'll step inside. Shoot one up from the elbow. Missed it. Came right back to him. Puts it back up and in off the glass and in. And now a timeout once again taken here by Denison as they want to talk things over. This time just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 27-13, Atlantic leads it with 5:07 left to go here in this first half.
Yeah, Monarchs are looking for something defensively to slow down the Trojans. It seems like they've been able to figure out everything that they've thrown at them so far, and you can see the frustration on Don Lyons' face as he came off the bench to call that timeout. It was just kind of one of those slumped shoulders. Yeah, give me a timeout. We need to talk about this kind of a thing. And you know, it's just frustrating when you do get a little success down on the other side, and then you turn around, you're giving up threes and little buckets inside on the other end. Atlantic moving the ball very well tonight offensively.
And you can understand the idea to try to play a zone against such a quick team to try to give yourself a little bit of a break on the defensive end, but when a team shoots as well as Atlantic has so far, it's very tough to try to slow them down. Lyons will inbound here against the pressure after the timeout, and they get it into the hands of Parker Eller. And Eller scoops it up the floor here to Pauly. T.J. Pauly back up top to Eller. He'll reset. 4:57 left to go in the first half. Pass right side over to Hall. Hall going to dump it back up top to Lyons. Lyons back over now to T.J. Pauly into the hands of Eller. Eller gets a screen, goes back to the top of the key, gets another screen. Now he'll drive right side, back it back out, dump it off to Lyons. He'll drive, stops at the free throw line, needs some help, dumps it back up top to Eller. Eller, way out near the center circle, will restart. Goes right side on the dribble. They hedge out defensively, and now a long three taken by Eller. Rims out. Rebound taken by Franken. Franken up the floor. Will bring it across the timeline with the dribble. Now he'll match up and pull up just inside the three-point arc. Missed the shot off the back iron. Rebound pulled down there by Pauly. Got run into by his teammate Lyons, but he's able to hang on to his pivot foot. And they get it off now here to Eller. Eller fires a tough pass up to Hall, right side. He drives, cut off baseline, brings it back out. Now off into the hands of Johnson. They work it around the perimeter. Eller gets a screen. Out of the top of the key now. Crossing over. Christensen comes up tight on him. Now he gets around, and now Christensen pokes away from behind. It's stolen. Stuart Hoig came up with it. Up the head to Markham on the run. Missed the shot. Rebound by Hoig. Saved it and dumped it right back to Markham. Markham now will fire up a three ball. They left him alone, and he buries it. Sometimes your best long-range shots come off a broken play, and that's what happened that time as Markham was able to stand on the outside after the save, and nobody came to find him. Knocks it down, makes it 30-13. Up top now, Johnson. He'll fire it across to T.J. Pauly in the left corner. He gets the screen, goes the other way of it. Now it's tipped and stolen away. Stuart Hoig got a hand on it, came into the hands of Franken. He fires it up ahead, and Harrison Hoig went hard to the rack. He's fouled. He'll go to line here to shoot two. Foul going to be whistled here against the Monarchs, and that'll be T.J. Pauley picking up his first, 14th foul against Denison. Harrison Hoyg, two shots coming. Chance for him to get in the scorebook here tonight, and the first one's off the front of the rim, no good. Substitutions for both squads here. Nate Pardon going to check back in. Also, Spencer Pauley comes back in here for Denison. Ben Nelson checks back in now here for Atlantic as Stuart Hoyg will get a rest. Second free throw for Harrison off the back of the iron, no good, and then a foul. Markham went over the top against Spencer Pauley, and he's going to pick up his first foul. That'll be the third team foul against the Trojans. Inbound coming from underneath now as Zach Johnson will key it in. Johnson looking, and now we'll dump it off to Spencer Pauley. He lobs it back over to Johnson. Johnson will hand it off now here to Eller, and Atlantic will back off the pressure. Eller fires it right side over to Hall. Hall working against Markham. Now bad pass up top. Harrison Hoyg flashed across. Stole it. Goes the other way. Layup good. A steal in the conversion on the other end by Harrison Hoyg. And it's now 32-13. Eller will set up the offense now here for the Monarchs with 2:44 left to go in the half. Throws it down low. It's too far out in front of Spencer Pauley, and Markham saw it coming. Tracked it down, stole it. Good pass up the floor. Christensen, the touch pass to Harrison Hoyg. He missed the shot, but Christensen picks up the rebound and puts it home.
Boy, this is noon basketball at the YMCA right now.
Trojans just running up the floor after these turnovers, and they're converting. 34-13, your score right now. Atlantic working out to a big lead here. Handed the Johnson to the ball here for the Monarchs, and now Eller has it back up top. Eller will cross over, go right side, get a screen, and stop and back it back out. They hedged out well on him. Now Spencer Pauley will step and dump it back up top, and we have another timeout taken here by Denison. Pretty stagnant on the offensive end, and Coach Lyons wants to talk to his ball club as he'll take another 30-second timeout. 2:01 left to go in the half. It's 34-13, Atlantic on top.
There's a whole lot of reasons for Don Lyons to be disappointed right now in this first half for Denison. And it's not just about looking up at the scoreboard, right? It's just the way they've gotten there. 34-13, the Trojans with the lead here as we have a little over 2 minutes left before halftime. But steals and finishes on the other end, and even a couple of times Atlantic stolen the ball, driven to the other end, and missed contested shots. Denison unable to get rebounds. Atlantic gets tap-outs and rebounds and putbacks, and in one case a kick-out for a three-point basket. And it's just, like you said, stagnant here down the stretch, too, offensively. It's like Denison tried everything they can to find somebody for an open shot, and nothing seems to be working, so let's just not even look anymore.
They get it talking to, and they'll come back out onto the floor here after the quick timeout. 2:01 on the clock here in this opening half of basketball. Pass inbounded and get it up top to Eller. He'll start things off. He gets it off to Pardon. Pardon swings it over left side into the hands of Zach Reese, who just checked into the contest. Now back over to Hall. Hall over to Eller. Eller guarded closely by Christensen. He'll drive kick to Pardon. Back to Eller. Now he'll go drive inside. Stop in the lane. Float one up. Christensen blocked it. Eller got it back, though. Gets it in the hands of Pardon right side, and back up top they go to Eller to reset. Now over to Hall. Hall guarded closely by Markham. He'll drive with the left hand, stop and fire one on the baseline to Pardon. Back outside, the free ball is on the way by Reese, no good. Rebound pulled down by Markham. Markham will bring it across now here, 1:17 left to go here in the half. Drive right side, blew by everybody, and went to the rack and got the layup.
That for a quick first step.
Wow, Sam Markham there. Showing off his wheel, 36-13. The score now, Eller on the other end for the Monarchs. Goes by Christensen for a moment, then backs out. Gets it down to Johnson. He stumbled through the lane and traveled with it. Monarchs turn it over again, and Atlantic gets it back here with 57 seconds left to go here in the half.
Yeah, it's almost like Denison's had to work so hard just to get decent shot looks here in this first half that they just don't have the energy left to take the shot.
Stuart Hoyg checks back in. Also, Jared Folk coming back in as Sam Markham and Dalton Franken will get a rest here at the end of the half. Inbound pass. Ben Nelson gets the inbound. And now they'll bring it up the floor. Hand off here to Nelson. He'll dump it over to Christensen. 46 seconds to go, and they'll hold it out top right now. Dribble right side. Christensen goes all the way in. Shot up. They're going to see a foul on the floor before the shot attempt. Inbounded underneath here coming up for Atlantic, and the foul is going to be whistled here against Parker Eller. That'll be his first. 15 foul here against the Monarchs. Inbound Nelson back to Christensen. He'll try the three. He's open, and he hits it in stride. 39-13. Trojans looking good here in this first half. Parker Eller will bring it up the floor here. 25 seconds left to go here in the first half of play, and the Monarchs are going to try to get something positive here to end this first half of basketball. They'll have it in the corner right now into the hands of Nick Wiggins to check in. Now they dump it off here to Hall. He slices his way around the defense and gets one to go in the lane. Inbound up the floor quickly, 6 seconds to go. Pass across, it comes into the hands of Christensen. He'll slide over, take a shot from the outside, no good, and rebound pulled down by the Monarchs, and that'll do it here for our first half of basketball. Atlantic with an impressive opening half, 39-15. They lead it here over Denison at the break. We'll take a timeout, come back to talk about it here for you. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Plowman Earth Moving specializes in ag, soil, conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing, and excavating work. Call Plowman Earth Moving at 641-740-0438. Oinker's Lounge and Grill serves great burgers, steaks, seafood, chicken, and drinks. They have a full-service bar downstairs, and their upstairs bar has pool tables. Try their famous Oinker Burger, Oinker's Lounge and Grill in Atlantic. Call 712-243-4974. Autech Transmissions is a highly qualified shop with expert transmission repair technicians with the knowledge and skills for your every automatic transmission repair need. Stop by Autech Transmissions, 510 Hill Street in Harlan, or call 712-755-9306.
Welcome back here to Denison High School as we're at the halftime break here as Atlantic has opened up a 39-15 lead here over Denison at the break. And not too much to complain about for head coach Steve Blazek, as the Trojans have done a pretty good job overall. Defensive pressure has been great. They've gotten some steals, been doing a pretty good job in transition. They have missed a couple of the layups that they had in transition, but usually that was turned around and followed by a rebound and a putback. So overall, they really started the game shooting the ball well, too. A lot of things going right now for the Trojans.
Yeah, I think you're seeing the different types of athletes out there. Both these teams have athletic kids out there, but in Denison's case, in some cases, it's long and lanky kids. And in other cases, it's barrel-chested kids that are stockily built. In Atlantic's case, though, it's more basketball athleticism out there. Yeah, everybody's quick to the basketball, smart. They're reading plays very well. They understand where the ball's going to go. They've been able to help themselves a lot, not just on the offensive side, but on the defensive side as well, in stopping Denison from really getting anything started. That's the thing for Atlantic. Once you get the offense rolling a bit and you're knocking down shots, that's great, but don't let the other team get back at you on the other side. And Denison's had some long droughts here offensively in this first half.
Yeah, they really have, and they've struggled to get any kind of rhythm going on both sides of the floor. We've seen in Coach Lyons take timeouts for reasons on the defensive end and then also for reasons on the offensive end. It's just been kind of a really bad go of it here in the first half here for the Monarchs, as they have trouble figuring out the Trojans. They have tried a couple of different options with a couple of different zone looks, but Atlantic shooting the basketball well, so that really kind of takes the life out of that sometimes, and it has been the case here so far for Denison, as they finish the half with just 15 points here. And they've got just three guys in the scorebook as well. We'll give you the full look at the numbers here in just a moment after we take another break. Once again, it's 39-15 here at the half, Atlantic leading it. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Realty Services. Call them for land, brokerage buying, and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to Missouri River and Missouri Line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459. JP Lumber in Oakland, your first and only stop for all your home improvement needs. They also have a garden center for all your landscaping supplies and locally created garden decor. JP Lumber in Oakland, 712-482-6413.
Welcome back here to Denison High School as we're at the halftime break here as Atlantic leads at 39-15, a big lead here over the Denison Monarchs as we're at the intermission here. And we'll take a look here at some of the numbers here for you from the first half. For the Trojans, they've already got two players in double figures and a couple others that are awful close. 11 points in that first half from Stuart Hoig, also 10 points chipped in by Chad Christensen. Two players with seven, that includes Sam Markham and Dalton Franken, and then 2 points apiece chipped in by Ben Nelson and Harrison Hoig. They were 3 of 5 from the free throw line in the first half, and according to my count, turned the ball over just 2 times here in the first half as well, so good job taking care of the basketball for the Trojans. For the Monarchs, they had just 3 players in the scorebook. Derek Hall with 8 points in the first half, 5 points for Parker Eller, who had some buckets in the first quarter, and then 2 points for Zach Johnson. Here so far tonight for the Monarchs, and they turned the ball over 8 times there in the first half of play, and a lot of those directly led to baskets for Atlantic, and we'll see how the Monarchs try to adjust, because obviously it was tough for Coach Lyons to try to do it during the game. He was called 3 timeouts already here in the contest to try to get his team straightened out, and they're going to have to try to do some different things on both ends of the floor if they want to try to have a little bit of success here.
Yeah, I'm not sure how deep they want to dig into the playbook right now. It might be more about just taking care of that business here as they get going. You know, just come out and run the offense just a little bit smoother. Be a little bit smarter with the passes. It just seems like I don't want to say they're standing around because they're not doing that, but it's almost like they're afraid to make passes anymore because they know that there's going to be a Trojan hand in the way someplace. It's been very frustrating here for them in the first half. I get you an update, too, on wrestling tonight. Atlantic defeated ADM 37-36 in that semifinal at the regional wrestling team duel tonight. That's going on down in Creston. Creston and Winterset Wrestling and the other dual team regional tonight. So Atlantic will advance, and Creston leads 54-12. The two-way classes go, so Creston's going to win that match as well. And that's where they are right now. So Creston Atlantic battling in that regional final match going on down tonight in Creston. So Atlantic did defeat ADM in that first match, and wrestling Creston here in the regional final with a chance to go to state. Boy, Creston's awful tough wrestling squad this year.
Yeah, they have a long, good tradition here in the recent memory for a lot of really great wrestlers coming out of that program. They have another tough squad here this year, so it'll be fun to see how that winds up here later on here this evening. Those teams square off. Also, a quick reminder here for you what's coming up for you the next couple of nights here on KJN. We'll have Iowa Hawkeye basketball for you tomorrow night as they travel to the Kohl Center to take on the Wisconsin Badgers, and that'll be an 8 o'clock start time. We'll have that for you tomorrow, starting with the pregame at 7 here on KJN. And then on Thursday night, our next high school basketball will come your way as we'll have a girls 1A regional for you as Booyer Valley is at Exira EHK there for that girls 1A basketball game. That'll get underway at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air just before that to get you started with the broadcast coming up on Thursday evening. And then, of course, we already mentioned to you earlier, we'll be back at Atlantic High School on Friday night for the Trojans' big game against Creston in Hawkeye 10 conference matchup that will very well decide the conference championship as well.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Two more nights and we're going to start our first postseason basketball game of the year.
Season really starting to wind down here to the nitty-gritty here for all the teams. Need to get things taken care of. They want to move on and continue their season. 39-15, your score here at the half as Atlantic leads Denison. We'll take another timeout here for you. Come back, get you set for the second half of basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJN All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Band products and Prius soap posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Call John at Dvorak Tire and Service, who's been in the tire and repair business for 32 years in Atlantic. For tire repair, engine work, oil changes, and on-the-farm tire repair, call Dvorak Tire and Service, 243-2638 or 249-9206. Located on North Olive Street, just north of KJN. New Tech Seed is a premier seed brand focused on providing farmers with the power to outperform and offer genetics and traits that provide outstanding yield potential. For all your corn and soybean needs, visit yieldleader.com or call Steve Wilcox, 712-254-0728.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Denison tonight as we get ready for second half basketball this evening. Atlantic with a 39-15 lead. Dalton Frank and, Stuart Hoyt with 11 points to lead the way for the Trojans. Chad Christensen with 10, Dalton Franken, Sam Markham each with 7 in the first half. Denison edges three players dent the scoreboard in the first half. Derek Hall with 8 and Parker Eller with 5 lead the Monarchs in scoring here in this first half. Nobody with more than one foul for either team, so that's really not an issue at all here coming into the second half of basketball. 39-15 our score. Atlantic leading Denison. We are just about ready to start this third quarter.
A couple other updates for you real quick as well. The Denison girls lead Atlantic 16-9. That was with about 4 minutes left to go in the first half. The last update there on that one. And you just mentioned a little while ago, Creston leading 54-12 with two matches left during that wrestling team duel.
39-15, Trojans lead it with the ball as we start this third quarter. Christensen bounces one in the corner. It's Markham back outside now. Franken, Markham left corner, open, steps in, bounce feeds underneath for Hoyt. The banker up, no good. Rebound tapped out, picked up by Hall for the Monarchs. All up the floor, T.J. Pauley with it now here left side. Head fake, the drive to the lane, steps across, the duck under, no good, but a foul call. That'll be Dalton Franken picking up his second. The free throws coming here for T.J. Pauley of the Monarchs. Trojans with a healthy lead here, just 28 seconds actually into this third quarter. Pauley's first free throw is off the front of the rim. That's no good. He'll get one more. Second try here for T.J. Pauley. Is good. Got that one to roll through. So one of two for Pauley from the free throw line. 39-16 now the score. Franken out top. Christensen with it. Trojans have the ball front court. Franken, left side, open. Stuart Hoy, he'll elevate for the three. It's no good. Franken clears the rebound, though. Brings it back out top now to Markham. Sam in the center circle. He'll reset the offense as he looks for help. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it now for Christensen. Christensen, left side. Steps inside. The arc pulls up. The 17-footer is up and good. Chad Christensen off the dribble now with a dozen points. 41-16 Atlantic. Monarchs left side, right side. They dump it off on the perimeter. Now top it goes to Pauley. Now Eller left side, guarded there by Christensen. Atlantic stays with the man-to-man defense. They leave it back out top. Parker Eller will reset the offense. Right side now to Pauley out on the circle. Pauley on the arc, back out top. Lyons. Lyons well off the circle now as they'll set the offense. Right side, Pauley pass inside, tipped away and stolen. Harrison Hoig the steal. He'll run the floor, take it all the way up and get fouled from behind. It's Parker Eller picking up his second. That'll send Harrison Hoig to the free throw line to shoot a couple. Something we haven't seen much. That's about the third run out I've seen now tonight with Harrison Hoig. He's usually down low in the block, but he's been doing a pretty good job patrolling and getting himself some opportunities up the floor. First free throw by Harrison, though, not too hot, and that one's no good. 0 for 3 from the line here so far tonight. Spencer Pauley back in now for the Monarchs. Also, Nate Parton has checked back into the contest. One more free throw coming here for Harrison Hoig. And the second one is good. Rolls that one through. He's one of four from the line tonight. 42-16. Monarchs have the ball. They lob it up front. Pauley going to run the floor. Stop. Oh, Spencer Pauley with a nice quick move as he got Stuart Hoig to flash by, and then he banks one up and in. Spencer Pauley with his first bucket of the ballgame. 42-18. Christensen back the other way. Open. The three-point basket good from the right side arc.
stood there, found himself open, figured might as well take the shot, and it worked out. 45-18 Trojans. 6 minutes left to go in this third quarter. Eller out top, guarded now by Christensen, guarded closely. Eller goes right side now as he escapes, dumps it down low, and it's knocked away, almost stolen. Intended that ball down underneath for Zach Johnson, but Harrison Hoig again there to knock that one away. Denison basketball in front of their own bench. They'll inbound. It's Hall with it in the right corner. Little wiggle. Now he'll drive and bring it back out. He's picked up by Markham defensively. Hall drives the lane, stops, fires it right side. Down low, quick pass, knocked out of bounds by Harrison Hoig. Harden tried to feed it inside. It was knocked away. Zach Johnson will inbound now for the Monarchs down on the baseline. Johnson will lob it out top for Spencer Pauley. Pauley with it off the circle, hands it off now to Hall. Hall gets a screen, drives to the left hand, stops, now drives again. We're going to reach in foul called against the Trojans. I believe that's going to go on Stuart Hoig. Let's see what the call is. It is Hoig, and that will be his first. Second team foul here, the half of against the Trojans. Monarch basketball, Eller looking to inbound, still looking. Finally throws it in, tapped away to the backcourt, and the Monarchs get it back. They keep possession. Hall fires it here left side for Parton and Stuart Hoig. Buck got that one in the nose. He jumped up in the air to swat that one away. It hit him in the elbows.
Monarchs just really having a tough time still finding any space here. Really tight defense by Atlantic.
Hall with the basketball off the inbound now for Denison. Left side of the circle. Feeds it low. Spencer Pauley posting. Double team. Now they swing it around to the right side. Parton will step back and try a three, and that's good. Nate Parton knocks one down. 45-21, Atlantic leading. 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Christensen out top. It's Dalton Franken. He'll elevate and fire a three. No good. Dances off the rim. Rebound taken there by Zach Johnson. Knocked away there by the Trojans. But it's picked up by Denison. Quickly up the floor. Spencer Pauley underneath. And we have a foul call on the floor. I believe that's going to be on Dalton Franken. That will be foul number three on Franken. Tried to get it to Pauley quickly on the block. Franken will push from behind. Eller swings it left side, corner, open, Hall. The three ball is in and out. No good. Rebound hits the floor. It's picked up on the run by Stuart Hoig. He'll stop, leave it off for Harrison. He'll drive the left side. Tries to wrap around, and he's fouled. Nate Parton will pick up the foul. Got him on the wrist. That'll be his second. And that'll send Harrison back to the free throw line.
A good awareness that time by Harrison Hoig. As immediately as he caught that ball there outside the three-point arc, saw that he had a clear path to the basket and just went right down there and threw the contact.
First free throw is in and out, no good. Yeah, typically in basketball, if you hustle, you run the floor, you'll get rewarded. 45-21, Trojans lead it. Harrison's second free throw is good. He got one of his two. 46-21, Atlantic. Break up the floor now quickly. Parton here near side is open. Banker, no good. He missed it. The rebound, though, tapped back up and in by Spencer Pauley. It's good to be 6'6 with long arms underneath the basket. Yeah. 4:20 left here in the third quarter. 46-23. The Trojans have doubled up the Monarchs. Markham here, right side of the circle now. Off the dribble, bounce feed corner. Christensen open for three. That's good. Chad Christensen knocks down another three. He's got 18 points. Four three-pointers here tonight, and it's 49-23 Atlantic. 4 minutes now left to go in the third. Eller out top for Denison, drives the right side. He'll bring it back out as Christensen picks him up, gets a screen. Now dumps it right side for Hall. Hall drives to the baseline underneath, down low, head fake and a bank shot, good. Derek Hall got enough room to scoot underneath, and once he got low on the block, you weren't going to stop him from getting that basket. He's got 10 now, first Monarch in double digits. It's 49-25. Pass into the lane on the bounce. Harrison Hoig loses the handle, gets it back. Now it's Markham. He elevates the quick jumper for two. No good. Rebound inside to Johnson. Monarchs have it. Hall to the front court. Hall out top. Ball tipped. Picked up, though, out top by Johnson. Now left side it goes to Parton. Back to Johnson. In the lane. He drives the lane. The layup try. No good. Rebound Dalton Franken. Franken has it stripped away. Taken by Spencer Pauley. He'll take it right back to the rack, and he's fouled. Stuart Hoig will pick up the foul, his second. Franken ripped down that ball in traffic. Got jostled around pretty good. Ball came loose. Spencer Pauley, I thought, was lining up there for a dunk as he turned around to go back to the basket. But Stuart Hoig was going to have none of that. Second foul on Hoyt. Pauly at the line now for two. The first one's good.
Another quick wrestling update for you as well. Audubon won their first matchup against Panorama tonight, 57-24, and they're taking on Riverside in that final there.
One more free throw coming here for Spencer Pauly, and that one's no good. Hits the front of the rim, and Franken clears the rebound for Atlantic. It's 49-26 Trojans. Right side dribble drive now underneath as Markham steps underneath, elevates, tries to wrap around, and got fouled. He tried to put up that shot down low. Foul underneath against the Monarchs will go on Spencer Pauly. That'll be his first. That'll send Sam Markham to the free throw line for the Trojans. Markham will step to the line with 2:59 left to go. We're in the third quarter. Trojans with a healthy lead. First free throw by Markham dances home. Markham with 8 points here tonight. Second try here from the senior. That's not very descriptive, is it? They're all seniors. Yeah. Second one, no good. In and out. Rebounded inside by the Monarchs. Lyons comes away with it. So one of two for Markham. Up the floor quickly. Drive into the lane. Hesitate. Now floater up and in there by Derek Hall. Got the right-hand floater to go. Christensen down the lane. Hesitates. Lost the ball momentarily. Now back to Franken. He'll elevate it. Jump one in from 15. Alden Franken with 9 points. The basket good. 52-28. 2.5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Out top, Pardon pulls up off the dribble. The jumper from 17, no good. Rebound hits the floor. We got a lot of traffic. And a foul call. Going to go against the Monarchs. It'll be Robert Lyons picking up his first. Ball out of bounds for the Trojans. Creston has won the regional dual team wrestling championship as they defeated Atlantic in the Vista regional final by a score of 60-16 tonight. 52-28 the score here. Trojans on top as Christensen is fouled on the dribble drive. Check that. Stuart Hoyt is fouled on the dribble drive out front. That'll be Robert Lyons picking up a quick second foul. 2:11 left to go, third quarter. Inbounds pass out top. It's Markham. Markham off the dribble, gets the screen, goes left, drives to the hole, hangs in the air, floats one up, no good. Dotted the rim, wouldn't fall through. Rebound to the Monarchs, right under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hall drives out top of the left hand, steps outside the arc and dumps it for Eller. Eller out on the circle, crossover dribble, drives to the baseline. The short pull-up is good. Parker Eller, the sophomore now, with 7 points. 52-30. Trojans with the lead. Christensen to the front court. We're going to reach in foul called on Parker Eller. He tried to slap that ball away from Christensen up the floor. That'll be the third on Eller. Atlantic basketball. Christensen out top, takes the inbound. Crossover dribble, stops at the arc. Leaves it now for Harrison Hoyt. Hoyt right side, left side, dumps it for Franken. Franken drives into the lane, down low. We've got a foul. Foul on the floor. Doesn't matter, it's going to be free throws because the Trojans are in the bonus. The foul's going to go on Spencer Pauly. That'll be his second. The free throw line goes Dalton Franken with a minute 27 left here in this third quarter. The 52-30 lead for Atlanta. Jared Folk checks in for Harrison Hoyt. Stuart Hoyt checks out as well for the Trojans as Ben Nelson comes back into the contest. Dalton Frank into the line to shoot the bonus. Front end on the way, and that's good. One more free throw try coming here for Dalton Franken. And the second try is no good. In and out. Rebounded underneath by the Monarchs. 53-30 Atlantic. Minute 20 left to go in the third. Harden out top, cross the dribble. Right side goes to Hall. Hall looks low. Now he'll bring it back out on the dribble. And around to the top. Derek Hall working against Markham defensively. Right side to Harden, gets the screen. Picks up the dribble quickly. Now the ball tapped away by Franken, and stolen. Nice play by Dalton Franken. He went, got the ball, was right on the sideline, jumped in the air, and banged it off the legs of Spencer Pauly. It'll be Atlantic basketball, creating the turnover. Trojans lead it 53-30. Under a minute to go here in the third. Front court now. Christensen has it. The alley-oop lob backside to Dalton Frank. And we got a foul call. They tried to set up the alley-oop in the back door. And Robert Lyons got underneath, down under the basket, got underneath Dalton Frank. And that could have been really dangerous as Franken went up high and ended up riding Lyons back out of bounds. So it'll be a foul on Lyons, his third, and Franken with a chance to shoot free throws now for the Trojans. We can bring the house down when those work, but the first free throw is good. But then you get those instances there where you start to hold your breath. That could have been a real dangerous play.
Yeah, it can be sometimes.
Second free throw by Franken is also good. He hits them both. So Dalton now with 12 points of the game, 55-30 the score. And Dennison asks for timeout as they struggle getting the ball inbound. So 47 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, and the Monarchs use their fourth timeout. We'll take a break. 55-30 Trojans. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Miller Realty Services. Call them for land, brokerage buying, and selling. They're certified land appraisers and travel all of southwest Iowa to Missouri River and the Missouri state line. Give Miller Realty Services a call at 712-778-4459. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice, Corning Family Dentistry, at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give them a call, 641-322-3146, Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. When it comes to financial security, trust Thrivent Financial. Find out about how they can help you reach your financial goals. Call Matt Heller from Audubon or Derek Sargent from Adair, 800-369-1527. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investments Management, member FINRA and SIPC.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Denison. The Monarchs inbound in the backcourt. Under a minute to go, 45 seconds left, third quarter. Trojans with a 55-30 lead. Down low, Johnson. His pass to the baseline tipped and stolen away by Jared Folk. Atlantic with another steal. They get the ball back. Trojans up the floor. Franken will bring it ahead on the dribble. A half a minute to go in the third quarter. They'll leave it for Christensen, and he'll run the offense. Chad out top with it. Goes left side. They'll leave it on the hop outside for Markham. Markham on the circle left side. To the corner. Gets a screen. He'll bring it around back out top. As he'll turn, spin in the lane, elevate, and throw one up and in. Markham hangs in the air. He's able to drop one in. 57-30 Trojans. 6 seconds left here in the quarter. Hall up the floor now. Across the timeline. Ball tipped away. It's tipped by Frank and ahead to Christensen. He'll throw one up at the buzzer as he grabbed it, turned, and fired it from about 25 feet away, and it's no good off the rim. 57-30 Atlantic leads after three. Back with the fourth quarter in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJA and All Sports Boosters Association. Westline Fencing and Material in Adair can handle and install fencing materials. They sell all types of Red Brand products and Prehistoric posts of all sizes. Call Westline Fencing and Material in Adair at 641-740-0346 or 641-740-1012. Peck Trucking and Excavation, they have dozers, excavators, and skid loaders for work on terraces, waterways, and demolition for building sites, and your general farm needs. If you need rock and dirt, they can bring it to you. Give owner Dave Peck a call at 712-789-0707 or 712-767-2617. Crestwood Hills and Anita has a new membership special. If you haven't been a member for 5 previous years, you can join for only $300 for the year, whether you live in town or out of town. Call Crestwood Hills and Anita, 762-3803.
Welcome back here to Denison High School as we head to the fourth quarter of play. It's 57-30 Atlantic on top here, commanding lead as we head to the final quarter, and bodies flying into each other, and we're going to have a foul underneath here, whistled against Harrison Hoig. Actually, no, let's see where they whistle that on. They're going to whistle it on Stuart Hoig, I believe. Oh, Chad Christensen. Okay, he'll pick up his first foul. Inbound will come underneath here. Hall having a tough time. Now dumps it in high to Zach Johnson. He'll turn and face up and now dump it back up top to the outside there in the hands of Reese. Reese back out front. T.J. Pauley. He'll drive, pull up, body bump Frank, and then threw up an awkward shot. Missed it. Rebound tapped around and comes down in the hands of Harrison Hoig. He flips it off to Stuart Hoig. Ball on the floor, being chased up the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds here. Last touch by the Trojans, and get it back here to Dennison. Inbound now here will come from the near sideline here for the Monarchs, and they'll walk it up the floor. Hall will have it. Hall crosses over, throws it into the corner. T.J. Pauley, he'll go baseline and force one up, and we're going to have an offensive foul whistled here against T.J. Pauley.
You know, that's really one of the differences I've noticed here watching tonight, Chris. In a situation like that, if Atlantic had gotten the ball with that much space in the corner, they'd have elevated and taken that three-point shot, but Pauley just not ready to pull the trigger, pulled it down, decided to drive instead, and ends up turning the ball over.
Inbound will come now here for the Trojans to Sam Markham. And Markham will push it up the floor over left side here to Christensen. Back up top it goes to Stuart Hoig. Hoig will drive and a body bump here, and Lyon's going to get called for the blocking foul. That'll be his fourth, and we'll go to the free throw line here.
And all four of those fouls have come in probably about the last 4 minutes of game time.
Stuart Hoig will be at the free throw line here for two shots. It's a double bonus now here for the Trojans. First free throw up and good. Got one more coming. I can also tell you that Audubon has defeated Riverside here tonight in regional wrestling. As don't have the final score on that one, but the Wheelers did come out on top. Short shot there on the second try by Hoig, and the rebound comes down here to the Monarchs. 58-30 is the score here. Now Lyons traveled with it. They threw it up in the front court to him, and he was off balance, couldn't hang on to the pivot foot, and they'll turn it back over. Inbound now here, and Christensen will get it. Walks up the floor here, barking out some signals. Get a screen, go right side. Now stops and fires up a three. He got a screen out front, missed it. Rebound, it comes out long, and Markham tracked it down. Markham back over to Christensen. They'll reset now out front. Franken comes out the screen. Christensen will roll, drive around, flip one up on the run, missed the shot, rebound on the floor, and it was last touched by the Monarchs as Zach Johnson couldn't come up with it and bounced it off his own kneecap out of bounds. Trojans will get another chance here. Christensen set to inbound. He looks, lobs it out here up top on high, and into the backcourt, Sam Markham's feet went, so he'll turn it over on the over and back. Monarchs will inbound here at half court. Lyons will throw it into Eller, and he'll bring it out across the timeline. 6:26 left to go in the game. 58-30. Trojans here with the lead. Pass out front. Pardon will go right side to Hall. Hall hanging on to it. One dribble and then a bounce or a pass back over to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to Pardon. Now he'll curl, drive, stop, pull up from 12. No good. Rebound pulled down there by Dalton Franken. He'll lob one up ahead quickly to Stuart Hoig on the other way, and he gets it to roll home there with a touch shot over the rim. And now we have a quick timeout taken here on the floor. And we'll have a full timeout. 60-30, your score. 6 minutes left to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Corning Family Dentistry. Dr. Rob Peterson opened his practice at 505 8th Street in Corning in July of 2010. He does general dentistry, braces, and implants. New patients are welcome. Please give us a call at 641-322-3146. Corning Family Dentistry in Corning. JP Lumber in Oakland, your first and only stop for all of your home improvement needs. They also have a garden center with all of your landscaping supplies and locally created garden decor. JP Lumber in Oakland, 712-482-6413. Stop into CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill in Avoca and try their delicious pulled pork, chicken or brisket, and the classics, plus the best ice cream around. CJ's Ice Cream Shop and Grill, located next to Motel 6 in Avoca.
Well, it came out of the timeout very quickly. It got it up the floor to Spencer Pauley down low. He got one to bank home and gets the Monarchs back on the scoreboard. Now Atlantic working the ball around the perimeter on the other end. They'll take a three at the top of the key with Stuart Hoig. Missed it. Rebound fought for on the baseline, and it's going to be touched out of bounds there by Franken as he tried to save it. So the Monarchs will inbound here. 60-32, your score now, with 5:29 left to go. Inbound up the floor now. It's Johnson with it. Drives inside, working against Harrison Hoy. Goes right to the rack and gets one to go. Nice dribble drive on the right side by Zach Johnson. 60-34. Trojans inbound, break pressure and get it up the floor. Markham brings it back out top. Guarded closely by Hall. He'll drive right side, kick it. Stuart Hoy, the three ball, that's off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Johnson. Johnson to Eller. Baseball pass up the floor to Spencer Pauly. Working against Franken. Shot doesn't go. They're going to call a foul here against Dalton Franken. Wasn't much contact there, but they'll give it to him, and he'll go to the line here to shoot two. That'll be number four on Dalton Franken. Spencer Pauly at the line now here for two shots. First one, no good. One more coming now for Pauly. 4:55 on the clock. 60-34. Atlantic leading Denison here in this boys' basketball contest. Second free throw, no good as well. Rebound by Franken. Up the floor, Markham. Now back up top to Franken. He'll drive right side, go all the way to the rack. Falling down as he put the shot up, missed it. Rebound, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Denison basketball. Didn't really need to fade away that much that time for Franken. Shot comes up short. Inbound here, and the Monarchs bring it up the floor. T.J. Pauly has it left side. He'll dribble back to the top, and now curl right side. Everybody left him, and he just goes straight to the rack down the right side of the lane. Easy layup there for T.J. Pauly. 60-36 now your score. Crossing over, Stuart Hoig will bring it across the timeline. Loses the handle for a moment, regains it. Tough pass over to Markham, is almost stolen by Hall. Gets the pass back down on the baseline to Harrison Hoig. Jumper no good. Rebound pulled down by T.J. Pauly. Eller now the baseball pass up the floor. Hall open for three. That's off the mark. Rebound by Franken. Franken will push now the other way. He gets it off to Hoig. Lob across over to Markham. He's able to save it. Gets it back to Hoig. Hoig, awkward shot there. Had to adjust there against the defense. And a foul call whistled here against T.J. Pauly. And we'll go to the free throw line here for two shots for Harrison Hoig.
This is a wood floor, right? Not asphalt, not concrete. This isn't the parking lot. It's not street ball, right?
Oh, looked like a track meet there for a moment. Now we've got a timeout taken here by Coach Steve Blazek as he wants to talk things over. Just a 30-second timeout here for Atlantic. It's 60-36, Atlantic leading with just 3:54 left to go. Trojans will come back out here and just try to finish this ball game out here, looking like they're going to come away with a nice victory tonight.
It's been a pretty impressive game. I don't think we've done anything spectacular tonight, but I also don't think we've made any major mistakes tonight. We don't think they took any steps backward. They took care of business and played their kind of basketball game. And that's really what you're looking for in a game like this. You knew you have a few more horses than the other team. And, you just play it through and then get a good night in. And you got a couple nights of practice here before you got to play the big one.
And the first free throw is short here out of the timeout by Harrison Hoy. He'll have one more coming. Trojans start to now look forward to that big showdown with Creston coming up on Friday night that we'll have for you here on KJN. Second free throw up and no good off the back iron. Rebound now pulled down here by Denison. Drive right side here for Eller on the other end, working against Ben Nelson. Turn, pull one up, well short. Rebound pulled down by Harrison Hoy. He gets it off to Stewart. Stewart up the floor, will drive left side. Everybody left him. He goes in there, flips one up, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Saved by Hall underneath the basket. Into the hands now of Markham as the Trojans regain possession. Markham out front, guarded closely, and he'll now dribble left side with it. Dump it back up top to Harrison Hoig. Hoig across over to Nelson. Up top, Stewart Hoig. Pump fake. Now a step in. He'll take one from the elbow. It's good. Stuart Hoig having a nice night here for the Trojans as well. Got 16 points. He's now 62-36. On the other end, Johnson going to spin his way into the lane. Put a shot up off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Hall gets it, and then he's fouled by Harrison Hoig, and he'll get a chance to go to the line here to shoot two. Derek Hall will have two shots coming. He's got 12 points on the night. First free throw up and good. up off the bench. Jared Folks going to check in. Stuart Hoy going to check out. Nick Wiggis comes back into the contest now here for Denison as well as T.J. Pauley checks out. One more free throw on the way here for Derek Hall. Up and good. 62-38 now. A little bit of pressure put on again here by the Monarchs. Inbound, and Franken will dribble it up this time. Drives around the defense, dumps it back outside here for Markham. Markham and a reach-in foul called here against Derek Hall as he was trying to get in there and get a steal. So now Sam Markham will go to the free throw line here for two.
Hey, what's been kind of nice tonight for the Trojans is to see them play with a lead most of the ball game. Seems like in a lot of ball games recently we've seen they've had to rally back, sometimes awfully late, to pick up victories. It's nice to see that they get out front, get a little confidence built, and then roll on.
There's been a few instances this year as well where they have gotten leads and then maybe had a little bit of a letdown later in the game to let the team get back into it, but that hasn't been the case tonight. Lyons check back in for Denison. Now Markham with one more free throw. It's up and good. Makes them both this time down, and it's 64-38. 2:40 left to go in the ball game. Pass right side over to Hall. Hall will drive baseline, cut off there, gets it stolen away. Sam Markham reached in and stole it right out of his hands. Markham pushes it up the floor. Franken, left side, and he stumbles into Lyons, and he's going to get fouled and go to the line here to shoot two here in the double bonus as Lyons will foul out of the ball game. All those fouls coming here in the fourth quarter. Checking into the ball game, Nate Pardon will come in to replace Lyons, who just fouled out. And now Dalton Franken with a couple of free throws coming. First one up and good. One more free throw coming now here for Franken. Second one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pardon, and now a reach-in foul whistled here against Stuart Hoyg. He tried to get back at that ball. Picks up his third. Chad Christensen is going to check in. Dalton Franken is going to check out. Zach Reese will check in now here as well for Denison as he'll replace Parker Eller. Any more buzzers? Nope, that's it. Okay. Nate Pardon at the line here, and the 1-1, and he gets the front end to go in. Nate Pardon with one more free throw coming. 65-39 right now your score. 2:26 left to go in the contest. Second free throw up, and it goes in. Inbound pass now here for the Trojans. Christensen will bring it up the floor this time. Has it tapped away from behind, but they're going to call a foul as well, as reaching around that time was Nick Wiggis. He'll pick up his first. And now Chad Christensen gets a chance here at the line. Chance for the Trojans to practice some free throws here down the stretch.
By the look of the second half, or the ball game in general, we could use a little practice.
Yeah, hasn't been great there. That's, I guess, one maybe downside here to this contest tonight. That one good for Christensen. Second one missed, though, and the rebound came down inside to Folk, but he had it stolen away from him. Up the floor, go back the other direction. They throw it down inside. Derek Hall, pump fakes, gets Markham to fly up, and then goes around him and puts it in.
Also one of the few bright spots offensively tonight for Denison.
Up the floor now, Trojans running in the front court. Markham slices by defenders, puts one up a little bit too strong. Rebound pulled down by Pardon. 1:51 left to go in the game. Here comes Derek Hall the other way with it on the dribble. Kicks it in the corner. Wiggis now will dump it back to Hall. Hall waiting, now skip pass all the way across. Long three-point attempt is well short that time by Reese. Rebound by the Trojans, and now a foul as they move in transition. It's going to be Nick Wiggis reaching in and picking up a second foul. And now Harrison Hoyg will go back to the charity stripe for two. He's struggled here tonight, just 2 of 8 so far tonight here for Harrison. And he misses that one. Quick college score for you as well. Northern Iowa playing Missouri State tonight up at the McLeod Center in Cedar Falls. They lead at 47-37 with 43 seconds left in the game. Looks like they're going to pull out a win. Harrison Hoy gets the second free throw, and now a couple more substitutions. T.J. Pauley comes back in. Hall will check out. Inbound now here for the Monarchs as they'll bring it in with just 1:35 left to go here in the contest. Inbound, Pardon will throw it down low. Johnson back outside, and a three-pointer on the way by Pardon, well off the mark. Ball doinks off the rim, then doinks off a player, and out of bounds, and it'll be Atlantic basketball. Some of the outside shots have not been pretty tonight here for Denison. And the bench clearing now for the Trojans as they'll bring in all the reserves. The starters will check out and get a round of applause here from the Trojan fans that made the trek. And some faces getting some time now here for Atlantic as Brody Peterson is in there along with Tristan Benn, Adam Weezer into the contest, also Joe Walker and Nick Podaisky into the contest as well. Walker out front, off to Podaisky now, left side they go over pass to Peterson, back up top to Benn. He'll step just inside the three-point arc, jump one up, missed it. Rebound comes down inside here into the hands of Pardon. Pardon lost it for a moment but got it back. Now into the hands of Wiggins, back to Pardon. 59 seconds to go, down low to Johnson. He gets around Weezer and gets the shot up and in. Zach Johnson with the bucket. He's got 6 points now here in the contest, and it's 46 seconds left to go. 67-44, Trojans with the lead. Outside, they'll pass it around the horn. Weezer back over now to Peterson, back to Walker. Walker up top, Podaisky, over to Benn. Tristan Benn will take it off the dribble. Pull up, gets the shot blocked by T.J. Pauley. Rebound came to Podaisky, and he's run into and is stolen away by Pardon. Pardon off now here into the hands of Reese. Missed the three-pointer well short again, and the rebound to Podaisky underneath. Pass, and now a kick here by the Monarchs as Nick Wiggins went up and kicked that one away from Tristan Benn. 11 seconds showing on the clock. Some substitutions now here for Denison. Spencer Pauley going to check in. They'll also give some time to Devin. Or actually, nope, just going to be the only substitution they're going to bring in. 11 seconds to go. Trojans going to come away with the victory here. Inbound here to Walker. He'll dribble left side, go all the way down low into the block. Got caught in traffic, lost it. Stolen by Pardon. Pardon. The dribble, the handoff to T.J. Pauley. He'll try the long three as time expires. No good. And that'll do it here tonight as the Atlantic Trojans pick up a big win here this evening, 67-44. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. For the best lawn on the block, give Luxury Lawn in Atlantic a call. They do leaf pickup, hedge trimming, gutter cleaning, spring cleaning and dethatching, and even snow removal. Give Luxury Lawn a call for an estimate, 712-254-0889. Oinker's Lounge and Grill serves great burgers, steaks, seafood, chicken, and drinks. They have a full-service bar downstairs, and their upstairs bar has pool tables. Try their famous Oinker Burger. Oinker's Lounge and Grill in Atlantic, 712-243-4974.
Welcome back here to Denison High School as we wrap up our broadcast here tonight. The Atlantic Trojans, a big win here tonight, 67-44, and just a lot of things going right here tonight for the Trojans.
Oh, yeah. Big lead early and coast. It's kind of nice to be able to do that for a change instead of having to rally back late in the basketball game. But Trojans really showed all their skills here tonight, with the exception of free throw shooting, just 15 out of 27 from the free throw line here tonight. So a little work to do there. But, you know, all in all, a pretty solid effort here tonight for Atlantic, helping to lead into that ball game Friday night against Creston, which really boils down to a Hawkeye 10 Conference Championship game pretty much. Coming up on Friday, which we hope will be a tremendous crowd for that home game Friday night that we'll have for you here on the radio.
Yeah, put that one down on the calendar. Set that up to be at the Atlantic High School coming up on Friday night. And, of course, if you can't make it there, we'll be on the air for you as well to bring that one to you Friday with that 7:30 tip-off. Here tonight, the score sheet looks like this. Chad Christensen with 22 points here for the Trojans. Also 16 in the contest tonight for Stuart Hoig. 13 chipped in by Dalton Franken. 9 this evening for Sam Markham. 5 points here this evening for Harrison Hoig. 2 chipped in as well here tonight by Ben Nelson in the contest. And 15-27 there from the free throw line tonight for the Trojans, as you mentioned, the one maybe dark spot here this evening. For the Denison Monarchs, they were led by Derek Hall, their usual leading scorer. 16 points tonight for him. 7 points apiece for Parker Eller and Spencer Pauley. And 5 points chipped in by Nate Pardon. And a 6 as well here this evening for Zach Johnson. And 3 here on the scorebook for TJ Pauley, as they were 6-10 from the free throw line here this evening. So the Trojans now with the victory here tonight to move to 18-1 overall and 11-1 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. And Denison falls now here to 6-12 and 5-7 here in the Hawkeye 10 conference play. So the Trojans now have set up that big matchup on Friday night against Creston. Once again, that'll be played at the Atlantic High School, which pretty much boils down to be a Hawkeye 10 conference championship game. And that'll tip off at 7:30. We'll have it for you here on KJN coming up here Friday night. Also want you to tune in here tomorrow night. We'll have Hawkeye basketball on the air for you as Iowa plays at Wisconsin. 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tipped off for that one at the Kohl Center. And then our next high school basketball will come your way Thursday night, as we'll have postseason play, the girls 1A regional matchup between Boyer Valley and Exira EHK. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock, so we'll be on the air just before that to bring you the broadcast coming up here on Thursday here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJN.com, and don't forget those mobile apps as well for the iPhone and Android platforms. Once again, our final score tonight, Atlantic wins at 67-44 over Denison. That's going to wrap it up here tonight for Jim Field and Dylan Bechdahl back in the studios. I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Denison.